Career or Family Ties by Fawcett Omolara Ayinla, as narrated by Rafiat Akinwande. Prologue. Lola was just saved from a pervert who almost raped her. Shaken and overwhelmed, she called the first person she could think of and Tade came running in a jiffy. For the first time, he spent the night at her place. Unwilling to leave her alone, he carried her straight to her bedroom, helped remove her shoe, and tucked her in while arranging the duvet to cover her up to her chin. "I'm here now. You can relax, as I'll be in the living room if you need me," he said, and left the room quietly. The sun filtered into her room and Lola opened her eyes to discover it was daylight once again. A tray was placed on a stool close to her bed and she inhaled the smell of coffee. "Definitely breakfast in bed," she said. Lola was still in shock due to the horrifying experience, but Tade's presence gave her a sense of calm and security. She moved to the edge of the bed and placed her feet gently on the floor, not wanting the headache to get any worse. She opened her bedroom door, walked gently to the living room to see him praying. He was standing on the tile, as he obviously had no prayer mat to pray on, with his face turned towards the direction of the sun. "A caring and God-fearing man," she said, mentally taking a list in her head. To attain success, you must be willing to pay a certain price. Queen Lara. Chapter 1, Lagos, Nigeria, 2018. The clock against the wall chimed 1 o'clock as Lola typed rapidly on her system with her leg making soft tapping sounds on the floor. Behind her, hanged against the wall, were different awards and certificates clearly displaying to the world how far she had come in her chosen career. "Thank goodness you're still in the office," someone said from the doorway. Lola glanced up, pulling herself away from the computer screen where she had been typing rapidly from, and saw Victoria, an elderly colleague, appear at the entrance door to her office. "Do you need anything, ma?" she asked her. "I'm looking for the documents we put together for Madil's holdings. Mr. Joseph asked me to check with you," she replied, while stepping into Lola's office and immediately turned towards the shelf on the left. Mr. Joseph is the company's branch manager and a perfectionist who only enjoys work and nothing else. Everyone often wondered how his wife copes with him at home, and many avoid getting on his bad side. Having seen the file in question, Victoria was on her way out when Lola stopped to ask, "Did Mr. Joseph say anything about this?"
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"